the use of force is going down.
How do we explain that trend?
Because force hurts. It hurts. It destroys human values. It destroys knowledge.
Hi, I'm Zach Weissmuller with Reason TV. We're here at Libertopia in San Diego, and we're talking with James Payne, an independent scholar, sometimes Reason contributor, and author of Six Political Illusions. James, thanks very much for joining us today.
It's a delight to be here.
What are the six political illusions, and what effects do they have on the size and scope of government?
Well, these are impressions that people have about government. They start, I think, when children are very young. The first thing they think about of government is that it's like a super parent. It has the virtues of parent, wisdom, responsibility, money, unlimited funds for whatever you need, and so forth. So I've divided that, yes, into six specific illusions. Like the first one is the philanthropic illusion, which is the idea that government has money. And I got to this from my daughter when she was five and just learning what was money. I said, Ellen, should government give money to poor people that don't have any? And she thought real hard about this. Smoke was coming out because government was she hardly knew what it was. And then came up and said, yes, because he has $1,000. So if you see any problem, anybody needs money, government has it. Of course, the fallacy of that is that government doesn't have any money. It's a system for taking resources from one place and shifting it around.
But are there some areas where the government can act effectively?
Well, government can do, like government can produce a school and kids go to it. So it happens. Whether it is a cost-effective solution, you have to do all your math, which people are not doing, never have, on the costs and benefits, and particularly the overhead costs of doing it this way as opposed to voluntary methods.
What about the idea that there are some problems that they're just so big that they do need the government to, an economic depression or a famine? Can voluntary philanthropy or something other than government step in? And can you give an example of where it's stepped
well,
in
you'd,
the past?
Well, you'd want to make, if you're making that case, you will say government's power to use force to take away trillions of dollars from us will solve problem X, which the rest of us can't solve, or aren't going to solve voluntarily. Maybe if a foreign aggressor was coming, it might be somewhat persuasive.
Your work on the declining incidence of violence has inspired Steven Pinker's The Better Angels of Our Nature. How did you get interested in this topic, and why do we see violence as a declining trend in human society?
Oh, wow, wonderful question. You're throwing a bone to a hungry dog. As a libertarian, voluntarist, and so forth, we are interested in the use of force. So I decided to write a history of force. I start with human sacrifice and take every use of force I can find, religious persecution and slavery and so forth. And the evidence is simply overwhelming that the use of force is going down.
How do we explain that trend?
Because force hurts. Yeah. It hurts. It destroys human values. It destroys knowledge.
So you see it as like a natural outgrowth of
getting
just
smarter.
Living together? And...
getting smarter. Uh-huh. It's a long story, but what happens is as the human beings just go slightly past baboons and so forth, they're competing for territory, and they are in fact wiping out whatever other tribe they can, or they're being wiped out. Well, that process of warfare selection will accentuate the warlike virtues and values, because the society that says, hey, let's be peaceful, we can get along better by being peaceful, they're gone then, their genes are gone. So it's kind of a miracle that, you know, we got past that, but we did, or have, are doing it.
That's definitely a ending on an upbeat note, and thank you very much, James Payne, for joining us today.
Well, it's a delight talking to you.
For Reason TV, I'm Zach Weissmuller.